Welcome to The Pull Down. This is a very special episode. It's an interview with a Google designer, Liam. We talked about so many different and interesting things about Material U, Android 12, and also upcoming device releases like Pixel 6. It's a really interesting interview and a great conversation. Again, Liam, if you're listening to this, thank you so, so much for deciding to give this one a go, for taking the time and for coming to this podcast. I really, really appreciate it. Before I start, I have to mention that I have a brand new wallpaper pack available. It's called Pastely and you can check it out today. It features six amazing wallpapers in light and dark versions, so it really works on any device. And if you really want to make your device stand out and look a little bit different, make sure to check out Pastely Wallpaper Pack. The first link in the description of this episode you should be able to get it there. Now enjoy the interview. Okay, welcome to the podcast, Liam. Welcome to the Pull Down. Again, I'm so grateful and thankful that you decided to actually join this podcast. Can you first start with describing yourself, not just what you do at work, but actually you as a person, like what are your hobbies and things like that?
Sure. So, I mean, most people will know me as a designer. Which that's what I do for work. I'm a designer and design advocate at Google. But I spend a lot of time on other types of design outside of work. So a big focus has been type design over the past few years. I would say other things that I'm into, photography, writing, reading. I spent tons of time reading over the past year and a half, due to, world events. Yeah, I would say those are some of the things that I'm into. And right now I'm based in Zurich and just enjoying that experience.
Awesome. Awesome. That, all of the activities that you mentioned, go hand in hand with my activities as well. Since you work at Google, you're a designer at Google, as I understand, what are you passionate about, at your work? Because I believe that we spend so much of our life working, and without having a passion at work, it's really hard to be fulfilled and to live a quality life. What is it like to work at Google, and what is the that driving point every single morning to do your best work?
Sure. I would say, I think, like, in terms of what it's like to work at Google, I think that working at Google was a goal of mine for years. And once I finally got there, I realized that, like, working at Google is not an end goal, because once you're at Google, then there's like a whole universe of things to do there. And I think in terms of what I'm passionate about, I mean, there are a lot of things that I want for the discipline of design, directions that I think would be good to go in, things that I think could make a difference in how we make things and how we relate to the things that we make. And I think that Google is the place that has the kind of scale and knowledge and people to do things like that. So that's what I'm passionate about. And of course, along the way, like, I'm trying to create like the systems and resources and educational tools that people need to like improve their practice as they go along.
Yeah, I've noticed that you are you actually have a podcast called Design Notes about material design and design, and you also have a YouTube channel, the Design Material Design YouTube channel, which I really believe that those are great resources. And again, the Material Design website has tons of resources that I actually use every day at work, so it's really beneficial, and those resources really help. Yeah. Okay, so I would like to continue talking about software interfaces, because I believe that we're going to interact, and we already interact with so many with so many devices that has some kind of software on them, and we're going to spend more and more time in the future in front of our screens and in front of our computers and smartphones. And I want to, you know, give you this more of a broad question. You know, what does the future of software interfaces look like?
I think this is something that, like, this topic is a passion of mine, and it's also why I can't resist joining you on the podcast today to talk about it. Before I joined Google, I was doing a lot of kind of experimentation and research in this topic, specifically around concepts of like adaptive design. I really think that something we'll see in the future of interface design is that, I guess to like get semantic about it for a second, like when I think about interface, it's like an interaction, you know? I think right now what happens a lot is that we design pieces of software that, you know, we create one design. It has a certain set of features, a certain set of actions that a user can do, a certain intention from us to them, hopefully mechanisms that are meeting the user's intention and helping them do something in their lives. But in my mind, it isn't really a full interaction, because the user can interact with the screen, but the screen can't really interact with the user. So something that I've been focused on for years before Google is figuring out how to bring us closer to that, where every interface can work with every person, and also to a place where we're creating software that is really addressing problems or things that people want to do in their lives, and bringing a little bit of like our intention for what they should do out of the equation.
Yeah, that's a great answer. When I think about it, you know, we interact with, you know, right now through input of our, you know, fingers of or voice more recently. But we never really, you know, go further and maybe interact with, you know, closed. I know that, you know, Google has started some projects where, you know, we have or Soli systems, for example, where you don't really interact just with a, you know, a physical device, but actually with, you know, a piece of your own clothes or your own, you know, in a different way that we're, you know, so used to. And I think that the future is definitely going to be that every single thing that we own has a chip in it and is powered by some kind of software that, you know, improves your life in a sense. So when you talk about, you know, interfaces being more more tailored to the user, I definitely see where Material U fits in that picture, because when I take a look at it, you know, Material U is kind of the next step from material design, where material design was a kind of design language where we interact with almost physical layers of software. But with Material U, we kind of personalize those layers in a sense. So, you know, I have to kind of, is Material U extension of material design, or is it a completely new design language? Like, what's your opinion on that?
I think I would characterize it as an extension. I think that Material U and the conventions that we're kind of setting up with that extend the ideas that we've always had about the fact that software interfaces are made of something. And I think, like, to your point about interacting with clothes and like other objects around you, like, we're obsessed with rectangles, you know? And I think that, like, insofar as we have to keep using rectangles to interact with things, like, Material U is kind of cracking that open a little bit. I think that, like, the capabilities of the system are expanding in a way that, you know, if you are building it by yourself as a designer or developer, then it can become quite complex, like the number of choices that you would have to make to create something for every user. But I think some of the things that we're trying to build in are things that should make it easier, like make it easier for you as someone who's creating an interface to connect with the person who's ultimately going to be using it.
Yeah, I totally agree. So I see, you know, we've the closest that we got to Material U right now is with Android 12 beta releases. And so in a sense, is Material U just an Android design language, or can we expect Material U being used on the web or on different platforms? You know, what's the future of Material U? Does it just, you know, stays on Android, or maybe, you know, Google uses it on iOS and other platforms, or is it this, you know, broad new spectrum and actually a new design language that even a web developer can use it in the future?
Yeah, I mean, what I would say about that is that it's starting on Android, and it's something that Google has been building into its own apps for Android as we've built it. But the ideas behind Material U are not something that are specific to any platform. I mean, as long as there is a way to like visually represent an interface on screen, I think like we believe that the principles apply. So
yeah, okay. I'm really excited about it because at my work, I'm currently a junior designer. We are using the Angular Material, so it's actually Material Design components on our app, and it's really, you know, easy to use. You don't really have to be a designer, or you don't really have to, you know, make a lot of effort to write a code and then, you know, to be able to show and use the design that Google has intended with Material Design. And kind of this way that Material U could be used on other platforms is really promising, at least right now. Again, I would like to ask you, you know, I would first have to state that some of the questions here have been actually brought by my friend on Twitter, so I have to thank him. But sure. I have to ask you, you know, why light pastel colors over, let's say, the more vibrant colors of Material Design? You know, is it just the more of a, is the pastel palette more closer to humans, or what was the inspiration or the idea behind pastel colors?
I would say that our approach to color, I mean, you might know from the things that we shared at I/O, but the approach to color that Material U takes, because of the way that dynamic color works, it extracts colors from a user's device and extrapolates those into tonal palettes. And those palettes are based on luminance, whereas before the tonal palettes were based more on hue and other values. I think the reason that you see a lot of lighter colors showing up in interfaces so far is that the way that we built the color algorithm is such that it tries to optimize for accessible color combinations. So the safest way to do that, to get the most contrast and readability out of text, for example, is to pair a dark color with a very light color. So if you want a very light color that's not white, you'll end up with things that could be characterized as pastels. Are there ways that you can customize that as a developer? Yeah. Sure, just as you customize Material now. But I think that's largely where it's coming from. We could decide either to keep white as a primary color in Google Apps and really limit the expression, or we could be as fully expressive as we want to be and use a lot of lighter colors in order to afford that readability to the text. And I think teams have gone with that latter option so far.
Yeah, and I think it looks great, especially with Material U 12 beta right now. I think, you know, it really gives the system and the interface a different look, and it looks less boring and more attractive in a sense that, you know, it's not that pure white where it just kind of makes you maybe turn your phone off in a sense because it's so white, and, you know, it kind of gives the user maybe a more pleasable experience in a sense. But so to kind of continue my question, how will brands use their colors with Material U? Would they have to customize them a little bit? Would they be able to actually use their default colors, or would they be, you know, kind of forced into using the Material U color color palette, or, you know, what's the idea behind that?
So first I'll say we'll have a lot more information about this coming soon.
Okay.
But I would also say, like, being able to express your own brand and material remains, like, really important to us, because we know that, you know, in practical terms, like, people who are building apps need to have the ability to express something with those apps and make it their own. So dynamic color is not forced on anyone, certainly, but it's something that you can easily make use of.
Okay, great. So if I, like, kind of take a little bit of break from Android 12 and Material U,
sure.
I would like to discuss some, you know, design problems that we are kind of facing with today. You know, what's your view on software interfaces when it comes to mental health? For example, you know, there is this big problem that we all have when we're using social media with, you know, infinitive scroll on our timeline. You know, how do you feel about those interfaces as a designer and probably as someone who, you know, uses those interfaces on a daily basis?
Yeah, I certainly do, unfortunately, use those interfaces on a daily basis. My belief, if I can throw out a hot take, is that, like, engagement and time in app is, those are things that should not be targets. I think that those two things in particular have led to a lot of patterns that we see for apps that, how can I put this? I think that the measurement of something like engagement is a very coarse thing to measure. Like, it doesn't actually tell you much about what you're doing for the user or what the user is getting. And so I think that anytime we're optimizing for that, what we're actually looking for is probably something else, but the result is something that I think is not really productive for users. I would say, sorry, you can cut around this. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, no worries. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I guess I would just say that it's a real issue that we see, and that when creating an interface, it's important to think about not just the growth of numbers, and that includes the number of users, the amount of engagement with a post, or time spent in the app, or what I think is at the root of all this, which is money. but it's important to consider, like, what the actual impact is that you're having on that person's day, on their overall life, on their mental health, things like that. And I'm glad to see some of the steps towards things like digital well-being and things that help you to kind of break away a little bit from these things that I guess were intended to keep you from breaking away.
Okay, last question before you go. I have to ask this. I know it's like a kind of joke question. Well, will Google's Pixel 6 be better or be the best Pixel ever when it's announced?
I think, I think it must be. I hope it will be. I don't think it would make much sense for us to get up and say, like, we have the Pixel 6, but, you know, actually the Pixel 4 was a lot better.
Okay.
I'm personally excited about it. I know that, like, there's so many people working on this, both the material design system and the hardware and the Android updates. Like, I've seen the work that's going into it, and it's just a really impressive amount of effort. So I'm excited about it, and I hope that folks like it and find it useful.
Yeah, I believe they will. You know, I was an Android user for many years, and I also owned a Nexus 6P and then a Pixel 3 XL. And I really liked Android in a sense that it was so different and so customizable. I also rooted my phone sometimes and, you know, flashed them with custom ROMs. So I did a bunch of different things. And I really, you know, like this aspect of Android. And I can't wait what material you can, you know, will bring us, because this is definitely, you know, a very big update when it comes to software. So can't wait for Pixel 6 and Android 12. Before you go, I have something little for you. I've actually designed two wallpapers that I want to send them to you. What do you think about them?
Cool. I think they're really cool. I would be super interested to see what the color algorithm does with this, but I think I really love like having this kind of textural look in illustrations and wallpapers and stuff. So I think it's really nice to get that like grit in there. And I love the like little streak of pink at the corner. That's nice.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, you know, I've been designing them for 4 weeks and I'm quite happy with the results. So again, thank you so much for your feedback.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, that's it. That's all of the questions that I had. Again, I have to thank you. You know, this is such a big opportunity for me. I can't believe that this actually happened. When I told my mom about it, she was like, what are you talking about? So it's super awesome to actually be able to do something like this.
That's what my parents say when I talk about my job too.
yeah. They're all wonderful, I think. Again, thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you so much again. You know, it was so nice talking to you. I really, really appreciate it. Okay, this was the interview. You just heard it right now. I hope you enjoyed it. You know, I learned so much about design thinking in general, but also about Material U and what is it going to be. I really appreciate again, Leon, for coming on the podcast, but there is something more that I want to talk about. As you just heard, I gave Liam two wallpapers as a gift. And right now, you can check out and download those two wallpapers and more in the new wallpaper pack called Pastely. Pastely is a really, really great wallpaper pack I just designed myself. There are 6 wallpapers available, and you can check out the first link into the description of this podcast and get Pastely for your device. It's really great. There are 6 different wallpapers in different colors and shapes, and they all look really nice. I've been designing and developing this wallpaper pack for weeks now, and I'm super excited that it's finally available. Again, thank you so much for listening to The Pulldown. Please subscribe and rate The Pulldown on the iTunes, and subscribe to The Pulldown podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And see you next time.